opposite, 226-3242.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out, spend St. Patrick's Day with us, March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax, we buy all the cars.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this whole stuff, Ron, about the Clemson football team visiting the White House and the meal that they're going to have. You know, first of all, when the comment was initially made by President Trump, I didn't know whether he was joking, whether he was saying that seriously. I had no idea. And quite honestly, nor do I care. I mean, I don't know what the historical protocol is. I don't have any idea. I don't know. I don't know what they serve. I don't know what they serve athletic teams to eat when they go. I mean, that may be the historical protocol. I don't have the foggiest idea. But I agree with Ben Milstein on this completely. Ben wrote, "Can we all just relax with the Clemson football meal? The trip has nothing to do with food, everything to do with being invited to the most powerful home in the world." That's it. I said the exact same.
I agree.
The exact same thing this morning. That's it exactly. This trip is about a historical opportunity to view and visit this country's history, who we are as a people, the power base of this nation, the type of opportunity that few of us will ever get. It's not about what you have to eat that day. What you have to eat that day is totally irrelevant. It just is. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. As I said, I don't know what the historical protocol is, nor do I care. Nor do I care. I mean, man, if they're going to take you to the to the halls of history of this country. And you're going to get the full red carpet treatment. Who cares what you eat that day? Seriously. I mean, I have never heard so much made out of nothing in my life. And like I said, I don't know that differs. I don't have the foggiest idea. Like, I don't know what Clemson was fed the last time they went to the White House. I don't know what athletic teams get fed when they go to the White House, because it's never come up. To my knowledge, it's never even come up. I've never heard that discussed ever. And maybe it has.
I always thought it was like there was a menu. And you chose off some sort of menu.
The White House menu?
I don't know. Maybe they have really cool stuff there. I don't know.
Well, apparently they have McDonald's and Wendy's and pizza and things like that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Ramona, before I get to Robert
and
Georgia,
what's up?
I need to tell you something.
What can I do?
A woman who follows me the other day, I think she's in the political arena, and she posted something about Chef Boyardee.
Oh, no. Is it bad? I haven't eaten in a long time, but that doesn't mean anything. But is it bad?
Yeah, it was.
Like
it was not good.
Stuff. Well, yeah, then I don't want to know.
It was not good. Now,
I don't want to know because I like that sometimes.
Now, again, I can't verify with 100% that it's true, but I will say this. Her post came with video.
Yeah.
Still photos. So you might want to consider that canned diet, that particular diet that you're on. You may want to move off of that.
I don't eat it as much as you think.
Lee said, I've been to Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's way cool. See, that's the whole point of it.
It is cool. Washington, D.C. is cool. I've been there twice.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Pot's not legal there, is it?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
good.
Pot.
No, I'm just kidding. I think it's just a tremendous opportunity, regardless of what the meal entails. I think if you think that's the big deal, you're sort of missing the point. Let me tell you about South Carolina DMV. Listen, beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, 2 proofs of address. Do it today. Trust me, you will thank me later. You'll avoid the crowds, you'll be much better off. To the phones, Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
Hey, well, I'm doing great, thanks.
Thank you for getting in, Robert, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me. I didn't want to talk about this, but this White House visit, you know, that whole thing just kind of burns me up the way some of these people treat an opportunity to visit the office of the president, and I don't care who's in office and what your politics are,
right.
You know, as the who said, same as the other one, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all about visiting this nation's capital and visiting where this country is run, and the honor of being able to go into the most powerful house in this country. And these sports people who just want to turn it all into a political drama because they have blinders on, it just burns me up. I mean, they just want to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, I mean, again, it is. It really has nothing to do with the nature of this trip. And as you say, listen, I don't care what your political persuasion is. If you have a group of 18 to 22-year-olds that win a national championship and get invited to the White House, you should go. Period. It doesn't matter whether you love the president's politics, whether you hate the president's politics, you should go. You should want to go. It's an incredible honor. It's an incredible opportunity. It just is. And it's,
well,
you know.
I would say that for any group, whether they're 18 to 24 or 24 to 40.
Yeah, exactly. And the meal, I mean, who cares? You know, who cares?
Absolutely. Niles Pinckney, he's going to be pretty good on that Clemson defensive line.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, look, I've always liked Pinckney, and I think he's going to be a very good player. But make no mistake about it, when you lose Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, the status quo has changed. Those two guys in a pair, they only come around once in a lifetime. You know, there's not going to be another pair of those guys. And you can be certain, the first thing people are going to do next year is they're going to test Clemson in the middle, which they haven't even tried to do really with any significance with this combination.
Right. Well, I couldn't agree more with the statement of, you know, once in a lifetime pair. But I also have to go back to the history of Clemson under Brent Venables. They've managed to get by. And I think they're going to do the same thing again this year, whether it's, you know, they change some things up, maybe run some different formations. They're going to do what they always do, and that is they're going to make plays in the backfield, and they're going to get sacks. And I think one way or another, they're going to stop the run as well.
Yeah, I don't think the defense will be quite as good next year, but I'm willing to wait and see. I mean, again, I think that Xavier Thomas is going to be incredible. The Simmons thing, I think, is vital because I don't think he is – his role is defined, and I don't think it's easily replaced. And so, to me, I think that's a – that's a big thing to watch the rest of this evening. And
along those lines, as my and a lot of people may not get this, but my son and I, we call him Dorian Papio Daniel. I didn't think Clemson was going to easily replace him, and I think it took a little while to replace him. But I think Simmons has, you know, kind of filled that in. What's Dorian O'Daniel doing with the Chiefs? I don't watch a lot of NFL.
Yeah, he's actually played pretty well. He's had an opportunity, and he's played pretty well. So I think the Chiefs are pretty happy about his selection, and I think Isaiah Simmons could fill a similar role. Again, in an NFL game that is changing offensively, and it dictates that a need to get faster and small. Remember, the San Diego Chargers last week, now they might not do it again after what happened to them yesterday, but the San Diego Chargers last week played seven safeties on the field. And they
that was the point of my call. You jumped it, but go ahead.
And they did some of the same stuff this week. Now, when they went high safety this week, New England punished them by just physically running the ball at them, which is, that's what you need to do. But in a changing game where people are spreading you out and you have the need to play in space, there's going to be a bigger and bigger demand for Isaiah Simmons types.
Well, I don't say that too loud because I don't want him to leave. But that was really the main point of my call was, you know, you talk a lot about the changing dynamics of the offensive game in the NFL. Are we going to start seeing seven players on the back end who basically all could play anywhere from safety to linebacker and maybe even fill in a corner if they have to? And, Walt, I'll take your comments off the air about that, man.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Good job as always. Yeah, I mean, I think you are going to see more of it. I think we're seeing – look, I mean, let's be honest. Most teams, college pro right now, are operating on a nickel basis anyway. You know, that's what we're seeing. That's how the game is changing. You have to have more guys who can run to the football and play in space to be able to defend the offenses of today. And that's even true at the pro level. And so you are going to see more of that. Now, again, the counterbalance to that is what New England did to it. San Diego put seven safeties and four defensive linemen on the field against Chicago with a mind's eye of shutting down the running speed of Lamar Jackson, which fundamentally, for the most part, they were able to do. They went into this week's game facing a more conventional New England offense, and they were they were more balanced, but they still showed a lot of high safety looks in that game. And every time that New England saw them in that look or having a preponderance of DBs on the field, New England ran the ball. And they ran it physically. They ran it with a big tight end and a fullback in Devlin, and they got downhill on him and they pounded him. And that's exactly the recipe for dealing with it. So, you know, it's this constant cat and mouse game that you are going to see more of. But yes, maybe not to the extent that San Diego tried to do it, but I think in the future, I think you are going to see more and more of these hybrid type players on NFL football fields. Clemson Brad. Brad, how are you?
Doing well, Walt. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. Hey, man, I was just, I want to talk about Clemson defensive line a little too, but I was just going to mention the only thing I remember that these football players, you know, have a choice of, you know, Forrest Gump taught us that they get it like all the Dr. Pepper they want, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
So, anyway, yeah, great honor. I'm going to D.C. for my first time ever later in March, and I'm looking forward to that. So.
And, you know, and by the way, yeah. We should point out, it's not like it's the Clemson players or anybody associated with Clemson that's doing the complaining. It's outside people have nothing to do with it. You know, people are just looking to voice their agenda is what it's about.
Yeah, you're telling me a football player doesn't like a hamburger?
Right.
Well, I'm sure they're going to feed those boys.
Oh, yeah. They'll be fed.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. I just wanted to echo, I thought, agreed, and I thought this, you know, all year about Lawrence and Wilkins that we were seeing. Yeah, just a historic pair of tackles that, I mean, I remember back in the day, I kind of had the same thought back when we had Brandon Thompson and Jarvis Jenkins and Daquan Bowers on the defensive line. And I forget who the other end's name was, but I remember we were like, you know, we had about the best defensive line practically in the country, but then we didn't really have great linebackers. And I remember that was, you know, we lost to Georgia Tech in the ACC championship game because we just couldn't. Those guys were great at playing their assignment, but we just didn't have the linebackers that could really, you know, fill the holes.
Well,
fill those gaps.
Yeah, and coaching was a part of it too. But even those defensive tackles, they're not the equal of this pairing. You know, you know, again, I have never quite seen a guy who looks like Dexter Lawrence. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm sort of in the talent analysis business. And I've seen other giant, athletic, nose guard types, nose tackle types, but I've never seen one built like Lawrence. Lawrence carries 340 pounds in a completely different way than any other 340 pounder I've ever seen.
Well, and I think it was an amazing stat about him in that ACC championship game. They said that on the season he had zero missed tackles, and I thought that's just amazing for any defensive player. That basically once he got his hands on you, you were going down. And so I agree with you, but I just remember thinking we'll never again see guys of this caliber as a group, you know, all of these players on the defensive line. And then we did see even better, you know, I think Farrell goes into that as well. He's ultra talented, but anyway, I think that's one of the reasons too. I thought that a few years ago, I thought, you know, when we had Grady Jarrett and as well as he played, even though he wasn't a big recruit, and Stephon Anthony and guys, I thought, how are we going to replace all of these guys and be any good? And I said to people, this is when we're going to see if Brent Venables is worth that paycheck. And he ultimately proved that he was.
Well,
you know?
And look, and Clemson so is doing that. Clemson is recruiting.
I have no reason not to have faith in him, really.
No, I agree with that. And Clemson is recruiting or out-recruiting their existing talent at almost every position and just keeps doing it. And you know, it's astonishing. But there's still an individual position or two, and there's still a GOAT type players, guys that are just historically great that you're never going to quite top. And I just don't think you're ever going to quite top the healthy combination of Wilkins and Lawrence. When they're healthy together, I'm just not sure you're ever going to quite top that grouping because, again, I don't think God has ever made another one like Lawrence, first of all. And then, and then Wilkins, thank you, Brad. Good job.
Yeah.
And then Wilkins' position versatility for a big man, his unique athleticism and his motor. You know, one of the criticisms about him is actually his motor. Well, you know, put on the film of any big game and tell me you can criticize his motor. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Look, it doesn't get better than the Simmons Mattress Outlet. Sleep has never been more affordable, more attainable. You're suffering. You're back. You wake up in the morning, you're cranky, your back hurts, your neck hurts, you're not productive at work, you know, you're short-tempered with everybody around you. You need a better night's sleep. That's the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. By all means, go check them out. I promise you'll thank me later. Mention you heard it here, they throw in the box spring free. Quick break. Jeremy, you're up first when we get back.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
It takes a winning spirit to keep a company running smoothly. And Sandvik Coromant, located in Westminster, wants to congratulate the Clemson Tigers for their winning spirit during the 2018 football season. Specializing in tooling for the metal cutting industry, Sandvik Coromant is shaping the future of global manufacturing through extensive R&D, recruiting, and training those who strive to be the best. Keep the winning spirit alive, Tigers. All the best from Sandvik Coromant in Westminster.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
No one's better than Walt's Deft Ula. Just ask him.
It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't tell people how to freak out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I've been asked again on Twitter about Graham Mertz. I don't know if that's you, Badger Mike, or if that's other people as well. And I actually forgot about watching this film, so I'm watching it live on air as we speak. Of course, the thing gave me a 1 minute commercial before it came up. You know, I need to watch a little bit more. Pretty good arm. Haven't seen much from an athleticism standpoint. He's standing in the pocket. Took a hit there and delivered the ball. These are senior season highlights. Mechanical thing or two. But he's primarily a pocket passer. Throws with touch. Looks pretty accurate. Here's a post route. Pretty good arm strength. Pretty good accuracy. Throws with touch. Look, from a talent standpoint, he's better than anything I've seen at Wisconsin recently. So there's that. Jeremy.
Hey. Hey, Walt.
Hey, Jeremy. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was going to touch on the Clemson defensive line thing. From the first snap of watching Dexter Lawrence, he's just one of those guys that you know we're not going to see another guy like this. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. I mean, the guy just and a lot of people don't understand that about guys like him. They're not numbers players. They're not going to fill the stat sheet up, but my goodness, that kid just so special. And you're right, and I'll even go like guys like Trevor Lawrence. I mean, just in this 1 year, to me, the skill set that kid has got, don't take it for granted. I mean,
there you just came off Deshaun Watson, and the next guy may be just as good.
That's true.
So
that's true.
But what I'm sort of saying is, look, I have seen some great ones over many years of doing this. I thought that the most dominant high school defensive tackle I ever saw was Haloti Ngata. When Haloti Ngata was the number two defensive tackle in the country the year that he came out, number two to a guy named Roderick Wright, who went to Texas, who was a very good player. But I watched those two guys play side by side in the McDonald's All-American game, and it was Haloti Ngata who just jumped off the page. He was 315, 20 pounds, and he moved in a way that no man that size should ever be able to move. This was prior to blowing up his knee. Now, he blew up his knee, and it changed who he was. He became a different player after that. He lost some of his explosiveness, and yet he still went on to a Hall of Fame level career. When I look at Dexter Lawrence, this guy is that type of guy. You know, he's one of these once every 25 year type of guys. Now, he's only a two down player, as you say, and he's never going to be a guy who puts up big stats. What he does is he ties up blocks and he drives offensive linemen right back into the face of the quarterback because he's 340 pounds and he's uniquely explosive for a man his size. And again, you know, we've seen some guys like Vita Vea who was similar, except the difference is you know, Vita Vea at 340, 350 pounds sort of looks like a fat guy. He doesn't play that way, but he looks that way. Dexter Lawrence, you would, you know, if you didn't have some real knowledge, you'd never guess he weighs 340 because he carries the weight differently.
Yeah, and if God ever made anybody to be a defensive tackle, it's Dexter Lawrence. I mean, just like you said, when the kid is in like regular clothes, it's like, my goodness, that is a good looking 340.
Yeah,
I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, there's not a lot of gut. I mean, his athleticism. As far as his position and what he does, to me, it's kind of along the lines of the prospect like Clowney was at what he does. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's 25 years, man. Those guys like him, they do not come along because you always hear you don't coach size.
Right.
You don't coach the athleticism. But last thing I want to say, and I know not to get political, but I appreciate you in a politically correct world that you just keep it real.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And just like you said, it doesn't matter what side you're on or what your politics are. We're setting a bad precedent this day and age when everybody, it's about resisting. And that's not a good thing. I mean, I don't know why people won't just shut their mouths, go. I don't care who the president is, and I know I'm repeating what you've already said, but I totally agree. Just go. It's an honor to go. You don't have to like the man in office, right, like what he stands for, anything, but it's still pretty freaking cool that you're national champions and you're being honored at the White House.
It's unbelievable. But it really is. Thank you, Jeremy. Good job. Yeah, it really is. It is just that. It's an unbelievable honor, privilege, and again, the politics of the White House are relevant. Doesn't matter whether you love the president. Doesn't matter whether you hate the president. When the president of the United States and this government invites you to their home, you go.
That is the coolest thing.
It is. You go. It's just that simple. And you can go back to hating them immediately afterward later. But you go and you see, because here's the news flash. The guy who's in office today, and that's true, whatever the date is, won't be in office in another 9 years. You know, regardless of what point in time you are. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah. When you're going to see and view and feel the whole history of this country, which has nothing to do with the individual who occupies the office in that moment. And, you know, so it's a great privilege and an honor. And, you know, and again, I don't care what your team is. I don't care what your situation is. If you get invited, you go. And, you know, it's just that, it's that simple. We have a million things to get to. Let me get back to the phones, though, and get, who's up here first? It's Alex and then Dave and Simsimo. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Hey, I wanted to, quick thing about Dexter Lawrence, and then maybe I wanted to ask you something real quick about my Saints. Dexter Lawrence, one of the things, and, you know, I'm no student of the game like you, but when I've watched him play, like, one of the things that's really impressed me, and I don't know what you call this skill. I don't know if it's just nimbleness in tight spaces or whatever it is. But he'll be tied up with multiple blockers, and the running back you think is about to squeeze right past him. And he's so good at quickly disengaging and reaching his arms out.
Yeah.
And then once he has him, it's over, you know? And that's it's really, I always just am surprised because I think he's too tied up, and I say, oh, the running back's going to go. And the whole time, I don't know if Dexter saw him the whole time or whatever, but he lets go. He twists in those spaces and grabs onto those running backs. And, I mean, that's just really been impressive to me. You know, a guy that big that's so agile in those tight spaces.
Well, and again, look, one of the things that that defensive linemen have to learn is how to use their hands and their arms to disengage. And Dexter Lawrence is Dexter Lawrence is a monster. Again, he's a two-down player, and so you know, that from an NFL standpoint is sometimes a limit on your value. You don't generally see two-down players selected in the first 6-7 picks of the draft. They're, you know, generally you don't see them selected in round one at all. People think they can get those guys later. But there are just exceptional individuals that come along, you know, once every 25 years or so that the game changes for. And that's the case with Dexter Lawrence, which is why someone is going to draft him in round one.
Yeah. And then just real quick about my Saints, you know, I'm worried something that you mentioned Friday that, you know, they kind of peaked a little early.
Yeah.
And it, you know, obviously the interception was kind of just one busted play, or just one bad play. And they seems like they got their groove towards the end there a little bit, but I'm just wondering if you think that, your early thoughts about, the upcoming games, and if you think the Saints can get back clicking and have a shot to make it.
Yeah, Alex,
I'll listen off the air.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Look, I am never going to count Drew Brees out. I'm never going to count that team out when they're playing at home. I think they have all sorts of advantages playing in that building. I think that's obvious. I am concerned the way they played late in the year, but then again, the Rams didn't play well late in the year either. And you could argue that neither team looked great in their respective games. Having said that, you know, I was going to wait for later in the week, but I'll give you a couple of the reasons that I think the Rams have a great chance to beat the Saints. One is that Rankins is out. At least I assume he's out. I think that looked like an Achilles injury. I've not seen anything. I've not seen anything today on it. But I think losing Rankins, going up against that Rams running attack, which is now a two-pronged attack with Gurley and C.J. Anderson, I think that running attack looks scary good right now. And I am concerned about the Saints' ability without Rankins to be able to deal with that two-pronged running attack. The other concern I would have is that the first time these two teams played, the Saints got a big lead. Rams came back and, by my recollection, tied it. And then the Saints won, I want to say by 10, 45-35. In that game, the great Michael Thomas had 211 yards in receptions. But it's my recollection that Aqib Talib did not play in that game for the Rams. And he is their number one cornerback. And I think that is why, and this is not in any way to discredit Thomas, who's one of the four or five best receivers in football, but the Rams' top cornerback is Aqib Talib by far. And they didn't have him in that game. They're going to have him in this game. And to me, that changes the ease with which New Orleans moved the ball in that game, changes it dramatically. And I think those elements are what, in my mind. Oh, and one more thing. I think it matters that the Rams played there. I think it helps the Rams that they went to, I know they lost, but I think it helps them that they went to that building and played in that atmosphere. So now it's a return trip to that building, which I think the second time around, it makes it an easier task. So I think with that factor, with the loss of Rankins, with the Rams' two-pronged running attack, which they didn't have, it's Gurley and Anderson now, and with the fact that they have Aqib Talib now to try and deal with Michael Thomas. And you're not going to take Thomas away, but instead of 200 yards, he gets 100 yards. Now it's a different game. And for those reasons, I think the Rams are going to upset the New Orleans Saints. I just do. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. David Simpsonville, you'll be up as soon as we get back. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for everybody. There's even a prenatal massage. We've had couples write us who swear by it. They just love it. That is Urban Nirvana. It's a special place with special people. Look, everybody needs and deserves a day of rejuvenation, of being reborn, refreshed. All the re's can be found at Urban Nirvana. But the unsolicited testimony we get from people about Urban Nirvana is unbelievable. So think about the people who do things for you in your life. I don't know who it is. Wife, girlfriend, mother, and think about how easy it would be to give them the gift of urban nirvana. And again, they can choose from the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast or any of the 12 different types of massage. That is Urban Nirvana. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. You don't fight crowds. You don't fight traffic. None of that. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts into the 15, he's at the 10, and the 5, stays on his feet, headed for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plotter. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I had to escape. The city was sticky and cruel.
Walter to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Michael follows me on Twitter, wrote Saints Rams over under at 57 right now. He actually wrote this some time ago, 20 hours ago, so that may have changed. I don't know. He says, hop on it now. It'll be over 60 by kickoff next week. You know, maybe, especially since it's indoors. I mean, you get these games late season, they're outdoors, and sometimes it's a break on the scoring. But, you know, these two teams combined for 80 the first time around. And, again, I've already given you one reason why the score could be lower, but I've given you a reason why the score could be higher. Again, there's not going to be any Rankins for New Orleans, which I think is a big loss. Tlaib may help control the Saints' offense to a degree. And I'm not sure the Saints' offense is clicking like it was earlier. And really, the Rams' offense isn't either, I think in large part because of the loss of Cooper Kupp, which I don't think they've ever quite figured out. But I do think, you know, again, this weekend I fully believed that the home teams were the better teams and that they were going to win the games, and they did, and most with relative ease. And then this coming week, I think the opposite is true. I think it's the visitors who are going to rule the day. And I know how difficult it is to win a championship game on the road. And those environments are just insanely good in favor of the home teams. I mean, Kansas City, New Orleans, you're talking about two of the most difficult environments for road teams to go in and win. But on the one case, I have Brady and Belichick. And on the other case, I have a Rams team that already played in that building this year, which I think helps them. David in Simpsonville. David, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. I hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Hey, the number 92 for Bama, he won the Outland Trophy. Is that right?
Yes, Quinnen Williams.
What did he? Okay. I heard your conversation about Dexter Lawrence. What was it that – I don't even think Lawrence was in the conversation for the outlet. What was it that 92 was so much better than 90 this season? Because if you go back just 7 days ago, the last picture I got of number 92 was standing on the sideline trying to get water because he was gassed over a team that didn't do anything to him to make him gas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So could you explain what goes into that?
Well, look, Quinnen Williams is a great player. I mean, he really is a great player. All year long, Dave, he's taken on double teams. And quite honestly, all year long, I didn't see anybody block him. Now, at the end of the year, in the Oklahoma game, I thought he was gassed late in that game, as we talked about and warned about. And I think we saw a repeat performance against Clemson. So, you know, it might have in part been a snap count deal for him. You know, Alabama was in a lot of blowouts this year, and I don't know how many snaps he played, because it did seem like conditioning was a little bit of an issue for him. Now, look, the other thing is this. Alabama did not have Clemson's defensive line depth. And I think that was evident as well. And so, you know, that may be part of his fatigue, but I just to be clear, I don't have any quibbles with Quinnen Williams' selection as Outland Trophy winner, because I really do think he's an incredible player. and he'll be taken in the top three or four picks in the draft. I mean, he could go as high as two. So, you know, I think he's truly an elite player, but there were some concerns exposed that NFL teams are going to have to consider, and it may be that Quinnen Williams is a two-down player. But you see, what the difference is that even though Quinnen Williams is playing, you know, frequently over the center and in that odd front, you know, Quinnen Williams is more scheme versatile. In other words, he's a guy who could well be a three technique because of his explosiveness.
Gotcha. So where Dexter is right now, and you're talking about him being a two down player in college.
Right.
What do you, and you've probably already gone through this, and yeah. I'm sorry if you have to go over it again, and I'll take it off the air. But what do you see him, where do you see him in an NFL front? And I'll take it all off the air.
Thank you, Dave. Well, again, he's a unique player because he's much more explosive than a 340-pound player should be. But I still think that his ultimate projection is as an odd front nose. I think that's where he can do the most damage. I think he gives you some versatility because, again, no guy his size should be able to move the way he does. But you have so many odd front teams. Now, again, historically speaking, nose tackle types not taken high in the draft because, listen, historically speaking, those guys, the job of that guy is generally to tie up blockers. And that's why the thought has always been, well, I can get a 330-pound guy to do that in round three or round four. Well, you can, but you can't get this one. Because this guy is more versatile than that. And so I don't think he's going to be ignored by any team or any scheme. But I still ultimately think that's his best fit. Now, the good news is there are a ton of odd front teams in the National Football League. And this guy is better than most. You know, Vita Vea went high. He went to Tampa at 7, I think it was. And that's about as high as I could see Dexter Lawrence going. I think if you want the high point in the draft for me, for Dexter Lawrence, I think he could go as high as maybe as high as 6 and as low as 23 or 24. He's in that range. And a lot of it depends on who else comes off the board and how needs are filled and assimilated. That's really what happens. This draft is loaded with defensive linemen to a greater extent than I think I've ever seen. I mean, you could have edge guys go 1-2. It's conceivable you could have Bosa followed by Cleveland Farrell. I mean, you know, and the top of this draft is going to be almost nothing but defensive linemen with a quarterback or two mixed in. You'll have a cornerback too, maybe two, but you're going to have a run on defensive linemen right at the start of the draft. And I'm not sure that we've ever had a draft that will play out exactly like this one does. And so it'll be about needs and priorities. Again, what will hurt Dexter is that he will be considered a two-down player. And that impacts your value. It's just the way it is. And that's part of why the nose tackle types generally do not go high, because they are considered two-down players. And so you have to ask yourself, if you're picking a guy with the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th pick of the draft, is there enough value in taking a guy who's only going to be on the field 2 plays versus a guy who'll be on the field 3 plays? So that's how it works. And that'll be the question for Dexter Lawrence or for teams that are considering drafting Dexter Lawrence. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
You know, Walt, living the dream. I'm still wondering who that day is going to beat them Saints.
Well, I think the Rams are going to beat them Saints.
Why? Thank you.
Huh?
I mean, objectively, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, we've been, you know, it takes a Louisiana team to beat the champion, though, you know. We had to beat UCF. We had to beat the Eagles, you know. It takes a Louisiana team to, you know.
Well, that may be. So is your run over?
Oh, we're going to the top. Brady who?
Yeah, Brady who? Look, again.
If we win, we got 2 weeks of drinking before we get to the Super Bowl.
That's true. That's true. You know, hey, listen, I'm never going to count any team with Drew Brees out because of my incredible respect for Drew Brees. I think Sean Payton is a very bright coach. I think it's a good football team. But my instant reaction is I think it helps the Rams to have played there before. I think the loss of Rankins is enormous, especially now that you're going to go up against the Rams' two-pronged rushing attack with Gurley and with C.J. Anderson. And then I think the fact that the Rams have Aqib Talib back, who's their number one cornerback, and they did not have him in the first matchup, and that's when Michael Thomas had 211 yards. I think that changes that matchup, and I think it makes it harder for New Orleans to execute. And for those reasons, I like the Rams.
I was listening to your 105 CBS broadcast last night, and they pulled up an interview on Kingsbury when he was still at Texas Tech.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying, Kyle Murray, oh, if I was drafted,
right,
I'd pick him number one.
Right, that was in October.
Okay, and guess what? I believe he's got the first draft.
He does. It's, you know, I mentioned that earlier, and we talked a little bit about last week. It's astonishing how sometimes things you say, it's not that it comes back at you. It's just that it's just the odd way things work out. I mean, in a million years, there's no way anyone on the planet would have ever considered the notion that Cliff Kingsbury could have the number one draft pick.
You know, supposed to be pro, never mind.
Right. Much, much more unusual than whether Kyler Murray could actually be that guy is the fact that Kingsbury is the guy who has the pick, because that's the part of the equation that you would have thought was impossible because he got fired collegiately. So who would have ever really thought that, well, somebody's going to immediately turn over an NFL team to him? You know, you might have thought, well, he could come out as an NFL offensive coordinator, but turn over an NFL team to him, and now he has that pick, and he has the option, should he actually choose it, of making that come true.
Well, yeah, he does have the option, but you wonder, well, he got it like Gruden did.
Yeah.
Take all your talent and just say, oh, well, it's going to be draft picks, and it's all going to be me.
Yeah.
And if they didn't want to hire Williams as the head coach, what made him go to the Jets? You just shoot yourself up. It's Cleveland. Shoot yourself up. You shoot yourself. It reminds me of the old Clippers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that franchise, the management of that franchise was disastrous. Elgin Baylor and team. Scotty, you have to run.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Appreciate it as always. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Look, they're the best in the industry. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you need to go see my friends at First Class Halt. No one does it like Halt. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are clean, professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait. Or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire the best. Greg is over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists in the industry. They always explain your options so you, the customer, makes all the final calls. This is First Class Halt. Check them out on the web for coupons and values. FirstClassHalt.com. Call them 260-9600, 260-9600, and Anderson. I'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID.